MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Andrew Williams, Schroders Investment Director for Global Value Equities. Andrew, appreciate the time. I want to dig into value, but before we do, Trump's policy agenda impact on markets, perhaps particularly big tech. What's your take from what is truthfully a rapidly changing dynamic in many cases?
Well, Simon, thank you for having me, and that's a fantastic question. But I think if you look at what big tech's done over the past decade, you know, you've seen the Mag 7 outperform the MSCI World in every single calendar year bar 2022. You know, this year things are looking a little bit different. You could arguably say that things started to roll over in, you know, September last year. Tesla's, you know, lost a huge amount of its market value. I think perhaps not so related to Trump, but related to what's coming out of China, and I think we may come onto this, is that, you know, we've had DeepSeek release their cutting-edge large language model on January 27th. That saw more than $500 billion wiped off NVIDIA's market cap, you know, in a single day. I think that sort of put a crack, or perhaps even blown a hole in this narrative the Mag 7 have built around themselves, are so huge because their CapEx budgets are massive. DeepSeek's come along and proven that you can be cutting edge with less chips, less powerful, and certainly with a hell of a lot less CapEx. So I think there's more volatility, and I think that investors are having to rethink, you know, rethink the trajectory that those stocks have potentially been on for the last decade.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And I mean, DeepSeek was absolutely an earthquake. Shifting to value, if we look at supply chains, and we can go all the way back to the tail end of the pandemic when logistics just crunched, and we've seen onshoring post that. We've obviously seen global trade and shifts in that. What does this mean for potential in value investors as we see that shift in global supply chains?
Well, I think for value investors, what you need to do is just buy these businesses with your eyes open. I think, as you rightly point out, if I think back to the tail end of COVID, we were looking at lots of all those businesses then. And actually, you saw the working capital of those companies blow out significantly, given the supply chain issues that they were having. I think this is another sort of fly in the ointment, if you like, a little bit more volatility, something else for the market to get worried about again. I think what's crucial is that you do all the work, you're bottom up, you really understand exactly what's going on with these businesses and their supply chains. And then you just bake in, you know, a decent margin of safety. And that's not only in the discount to the fair value of the business, but really understanding the balance sheet, really understanding the working capital dynamics and that kind of working capital cycle for these companies. And just making sure that relative to their peers, how strong are they? Should we see a greater shock than potentially the market's pricing in at the moment? Although, having said that, you've seen some decent price action already this year.
Yeah. You mentioned bottom up. My next question is going to be, are there any specific sectors that you're looking at, or is it purely value up and you're almost sector agnostic?
I'd say we are sector agnostic. The sectors, they are an output of that bottom up process. But what's really important is in portfolio construction, very conscious that we try to be as diversified as possible, but within the cheapest quintile of the market. So that's really, really important. We never sacrifice valuation. But at the moment, there's almost an embarrassment of riches in the cheapest quintile. The cheapest quintile of MSCI World currently trades at a 30% discount to its long-term average. And you can create an active value portfolio that's cheaper still. So to put some numbers around that for you, the cheapest quintile's long-term average, cyclically adjusted PE, is currently trading at around 10, but the portfolio trades on around 8. Now, at any given time, there are different sectors that are more overly or more better represented in that cheapest quintile. Sure. And it doesn't take a genius to work out what those are. They tend to be the sectors or the stocks or the countries around which there are negative headlines. So it won't surprise you that more recently, you know, the screen has been more populated with some Chinese businesses or with some autos. But it's still, you know, in the back of 22, it was more consumer discretionary, but you're still able to buy, you know, very high quality businesses that have just, you know, derated for one reason or another, potentially some US fast moving goods companies, or even you know, the pharmaceutical businesses. So there really is, for value investors today, there is really no excuse not to be quite well diversified and not have your portfolio beholden to one macroeconomic outcome.
Gotcha. A last question. I want to come back to China, and particularly in the face of the Trump tariffs. And of course, the Trump tariffs started in the first term. Biden continued and expanded, and now they've continued in Trump's second term. And I mean, the one thing that strikes me is you mentioned DeepSeek. DeepSeek is, in some ways, an outcome of the tariffs because they couldn't get NVIDIA chips, so they had to kind of code their way around the lack of processing power. Is Trump tariffs all bad for China?
I think the honest answer is I don't know, and I don't think anyone can know. But what I would say is, look, if we take this back to Trump's first term when he targeted China, if you look at what happened with the currencies at that point, I do think that China is Trump's primary target here. Mexico and Canada, I think, are more of a distraction. But the currency tends to do quite a lot of the work for you. So I think whatever tariffs are put on the headline number, the actual real impact to those Chinese businesses will be lower. I think the bigger risk probably for the US is the one that you quite rightly point out, which is that, you know, China has been, you know, I characterize China as this dark destroyer of profit margins for the developed market businesses. You know, this happened in the case of, you know, electric vehicles with BYD and what that's doing versus Tesla. It's happened in the case of solar panels. And I think DeepSeek just gives us that little look into what could happen versus NVIDIA, et cetera. So I think the bigger risk for developed market investors is really around the top-heavy nature of global benchmarks and that really being very US-focused and US-weighted at the moment. And while those are very, very high-quality businesses with fantastic earnings potential, their valuations are lofty. They're extremely lofty today, and history suggests it'll be tough for them to grow into those valuations.
We'll leave it there. That's Andrew Williams, Schroders Investment Director for Global Value Equities. Andrew, appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanley Bassett Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.